Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda So reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila Chapter 11, entitled the Veda, Kirtan Pastimes, verse 59 to 62. So, just going to read together a couple of verses. Shuni, oh, we are, 13 and 59. Shuni Gajapati Ramane Sukha Upajiva Prabhure Mulite Eman Prana Jujapaila Translation Maharaj Prabhu approved and took Bhattacharya's advice and firmly decided to follow his instructions. Thus he felt transcendental happiness. Text 60. Nana jatra kabe habe tukila bate re. Pata kahe tin dina cheye jatra re. When the king asked Bhattacharya, when the bathing ceremony, snan jatra, Lord Jagannath would take place, Bhattacharya replied that there were only 2 days left before the ceremony. Text 61. Rajare Prabodhya Bhattagila Nijalae. Nandatra Dine Prabhura Ananda Hidaya. After thus encouraging the king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned home. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. Text 62. Nanjatra Deti Prabhura Haila Bhadasu. Ishwarera Anavasare Paila Bhadadu. So we have a little purport here. We can do this on this verse as usual. Let's chant a couple more times. Snana jatra deki prabhura haila vada sukha. Ishwarera anavasare paila vada sukha. Snana jatra deki prabhura haila vada sukha. Ishwarera anavasare paila vada sukha. Chant. Nana yatra deki prabhura haila vada sukha. Nana yatra deki prabhura haila vada sukha. Nana yatra deki prabhura haila vada sukha. Ishwarera anavasare paila vada sukha. Ready? Nana jatra deki prabhura harva darasita. Nana jatra deki prabhura harva darasita. Ishwarera anavasare parayadabhadita. Nanjatra. The bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath. Deki. Seeing. Prabhura. Of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ayala. Became. Pada. Very much. Sukha. Happiness. Ishvarera of the Lord. Anavasare. During the pastime of retirement. Paila. Got. Pada. Very much. Dukkha. Unhappiness. Translation. After seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Therefore, after the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Ratha ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath's deity is weakened, and this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day, and for them his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. One more verse, 63. Gopi bhave virahe prabhu vyakula haya. Anate gila prabhu sabhave karya. Translation. Due to the separation of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great anxiety, such as the gopis feel in separation from Krishna. In this condition, he gave up all associations and went to Alalana. Ama jnana tamarandasya jnanan jana salakaya chakshurin yitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishnam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tati swapatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishtarani Panchakalpa Tribhishcha Kripa Sindhavirvata Patitanam Pabani Vyo Vaishnavikyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasavi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I think three of the verses talk about happiness, and some of them are talking about also about distress. Very unhappy. Verse 62, we have Bada Sukh and Bada Dukh. And 59 is also with Sukha Upajila. 61, Ananda Rivaya. Ananda is happiness also translated. And then 63, we hear about the great anxiety, Jatula. Is that Jatula? Agitated. in the movie with Goku, Jirai, Goku's father. So he can try to speak something, but happiness and distress. Sitoshna Sukadukada, Krishna's practically first instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Not quite first, maybe. But he says that that these things, agama payano nishasa, in the material world of this, these things are coming and going. Matra sparshast. Matra sparshast pukuntaya. Contact with the senses, these things you're experiencing in the material world. Of course, this is a different type of happiness and distress described in these verses, but first we have to understand there's different levels of this happiness and distress that is described. Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Shri Prabhupada's Nectar Devotion. We have different types of happiness, at least is described there. The happiness of the materialists, the karmas, which is described by this verse, Bhagavad Gita, Matra Sparshas, that deal with contact of the senses with their sense object. So these things are, that is, Krishna says, agama payano nichas. These things come and go, very flickering. And Rupa Goswami says, next stage is that of Brahmanda. And then he says there's another stage that is called transcendental state of Krishna consciousness, Krishna happiness. Happiness and Krishna consciousness. So that is being described in these verses today. But first of all, we try to understand how these material world happiness is going on. That is Prahlad Maharaj, he says that type of happiness, he calls it Maya Sukaya, Param Udva Hato Vimudam. He's very much distressed seeing these people in the material world, because generally everybody, I mean, not generally, but everyone is searching for happiness. But according to our, what we call Adhikar, according to our qualification, we have different conceptions of what that happiness is. Of course, not everyone is a gross materialist. Even in the material world, we have also the philosophers and scientists or whatever like that, people that are try to enjoy happiness on a higher, the poets, they have just poetic descriptions. And they take great pleasure writing some nice novel or finding some answer to some problem, mathematic problem or philosophical dilemma like that they have. And this way, they have some type of mental happiness. Of course, the gross materials, they're simply engaged day and night chasing after the sense objects like that, of which the Srila Prabhupada mentions that the greatest, well, Srimad Bhagavatam, the greatest of all is the sex pleasure. So in the material world, people are working day and night and understanding and finding out that they, this is frustrating. Krishna speaks that, lehi samsparsha jaboga dukha yona, that this so-called happiness that they're chasing in the material world, this is the source, dukkha yoni, that the source of all distress, actually. So, and then, Prahlad Maharaj also says that, tadad samudvigna yam satyaha, because the sense objects are called, asad, temporary. We try to base our conceptions of happiness on some temporary pleasures. And therefore, sada samudvigna, we become always disturbed because it's not satisfying. Puna puna starvita charvananam. a lot more makes a statement like that. Just like if you check, Srila Prabhupada gives very, well, it's a graphic example of Sarvat Charvanana means doing the truth. So that sugar cane is the perfect example that if you chew some sugar cane, you get some nice sweet rasa, it's called. And how long you can chew it? You chew it, and then after chewing it, then you chew it again, and it becomes completely dry and tasteless. So that is the material pleasure of contact with material senses. Transcendental pleasure, of course, when one gives up sense gratification, gross sense gratification, comes to the transcendental platform. Krishna also describes Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, when you come to the Brahma Bhuta stage, and because he's not no more hankering and lamenting after these things, hankering after things that he doesn't have, and or lamenting of loss in the material world. These things are prominent, so chitina kanchati and kanchati, hankering and lamenting. And that is Narad Muni, who describes that these things are automatically obtained. We don't have any stores that sell distress, but still it comes. Or misery. You want some nice disease? There, come and get some. But no, they have cures, but they don't have, but still the misery comes. What is that? Talagate Jutavadanya Pasukam? And Prahlad Maharaj says very similar thing. He says that Sukam Andriyakam Daitya Deha Yogina Dehidam. Sarvatra Labyate Daivad Yatadukam Ayatnata. Ayatnata. Yatadukam Ayatnata. This does, distress comes. Ayatnata means without endeavor. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness received from reference to sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activity. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress. So it automatically comes. Happiness automatically comes. Distress comes. All as a result of one's past activity. So one has to, Narad Muni says that one should try for that thing. Should try for that thing that one can't find wandering throughout the whole universe. Tasaiva hito. Prayatita povida. Huh? Narad, did I say it? What did I say? Hello. Okay. Excuse me. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm doing here. But anyway, we understand. These things are, and people, and still here, now we have the example. Of course, Brahmanda happiness, we don't have too much. Of course, there's lots of people that are trying for such things, I guess, in New Age community or something. I don't know how New Age is becoming a little bit passé now. It's a little bit older. But anyway, here's the secret here, that Suni Gajapati Ramana Sukha Upadila Prabhu Nilite A Mantana Judikava, that Maharaj Prataparudra took Bhattacharya's advice and firmly decided to follow his instructions. Thus he felt transcendental happiness. So this type of happiness is beyond this sense happiness and the happiness of the Brahmandas, Brahmana, what is it, the Maya, Not the Mayavadis. Mayavadis can't have any happiness, I think. But, so, he says, Mantrana Dridakvela, that he had, he took it with, firmly decided, that is the prescription Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, that Satatam Kirtayantamam Yatantas Jad Judavrita. Judha means one has to be very, firmly convinced, one has to take this process with great determination. It's not something to be taken lightly because of our conditioning in this material world. We've taken so many births within this material world, and we see that people have their habits trying to go about with this Maya Sutta. And we have to break that habits and make habit of taking part in this Krishna consciousness movement, the Sankirtan movement, following the advice of the Mahatmas. That if you follow, if you hear, what is that? That we have to take the hear from the Mahats, the sadhus, as Maharaj Kastapur is taking Bhattacharya's advice, he's hearing from him. And therefore, this super picture that he thus he felt transcendental happiness. Of course, now here, along with this transcendental happiness, we have the other type of emotion that is described in verse 62, that snana dattabhuti kabura haila bhadasukh, that Lord Chaitanya is feeling transcendental great happiness seeing this snan jatra, the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath. But the next line is as Ishwarera anavasare haila bhadasukh, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is experiencing bhadasukh, very much unhappiness. So that type of unhappiness is not the type of unhappiness found in the material world. That is the transcendental unhappiness of feeling I was describing as the Gopi Pava Virahe. Prabhu Vyakulahai. That he's feeling this in the mood of this Gopi, this transcendental separation. And actually that mood of separation, even though it's here, it's described in the previous line, it says, Bhadadrupa, that he's completely, very unhappy. But that actually, that unhappiness is, a different type. It's the transcendental, and it gives rise to the greatest of all, greatest happiness. Of course, not the gopis, they have, different types of happiness. And that is, we can see the, Srinivasacharya, he offers his obeisances to the six Goswamis. He gives some, description of this type of separation like that, but how the Goswamis were going around Radhakund with, Hey Radhe, Radhe Devi, Hey Lalit, Chalalite. That where you are, we're always searching for Radha, Krishna, Lalita, and gopis like that. Feeling the separation, gopi bhava, samyutabhi, lahari. They were enjoying this separation and going throughout the different places of Krishna's pastimes. We had some. Of course, we had opportunity. We were living there and been traveling for some time. And this type of, this called here is Virahe, Gopi Bhavi Virahe. It's also called Vipralamba. Separation, that means there's two types of sentiments like that. There's Viraha, Vipralamba or Viraha, and Sambo, union training. Deha yoga yoga means to connect. So Prabhupada mentioned like that. I think the talk's not there, but I think in at least Bengal and throughout India, you do add addition. Ek yoga ek is two. One plus one. You said plus means yoga. Yes? Yes? Some places I've read that. So proper mentions. Anyway, so yoga and Vyoga are Sambhog and Vipralamba. Vipralamba, here we're talking about Vipralamba that the Lord is experiencing with the separation of the mood of the gopis. So this, anyway, and I found, just had some realization something anywhere in Vrindavan that around this area of Parshana, I think I mentioned about this some couple of years ago like that, but there's four different types of this separation that is described. Here it's described pravas or physical separation, but there's also three other types. One is called man, one is called purvarag, and the other is called prema vaikitya. So pravas means the physical separation like that. And that is, all these four different types are pastimes are found in this area around Darshana, between Nandagam and Darshana like that. Prabhas, physical separation. At one time, Krishna was feeling so much separation from Srimati Radharani. This is a pastime called Subal Vish from Lord Krishna sent Subal to bring Radharani, who was at the in-law's house, and Subal chased after one calf and brought back Srimati Radharani, who dressed up as Subal, bringing the calf back to Krishna. And then that is near there is one called Sanketvan, which is a place of Purvarag. Purvarag, another type of this Vipralamba, is where one is hearing about or thinking about or seeing the one beloved like that, Krishna and Radharani, who have this pastime at Sanketvan, where they also use the Sanket is very nice place. It's just like midway between Nandagam and Darshana. And so there was a strategic location. They had opportunity to send signals back and forth like that from Sanket. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's bhajan could do it there. And then there's called one other place called Prem Sarovar, where it's this experience the Vipralamba called Prema Vaichitya. That even when Radha and Krishna are together, they feel some type of separation. So the pastime is described there that they're sitting on swing doing this Julan Yatra, and one bee was coming and Radharani was being disturbed by this bee and chasing this bee away, and Madhu Mangal was there and they said, asked him, please chase this bee away. So he chased this bee way down the path and he came back and he said, Madhu's gone. So Madhu is short for also Madhu Susan. Madhu, the bee is also Madhu. He's collecting the honey. So when Radharani heard Madhu Susan is gone, Madhu is gone, he was thinking, Krishna. Krishna's gone. And she's, even though he's sitting right next to her, she became feeling this, what's called prema vaikitya, that she's feeling separation. Even though he's right there, then the tears, of course, filled that thing. How many days? A couple days now? A couple days you're going? You're going there, Vrindavan? A couple days? Five now? Counting down? And one other place on the other side of Barshan is called Mandar. Man, which means kind of transcendental anger. That place is this is another type of Vipralamba Man. Man Prabhas, Premalik, and Prabhas, we said them a couple of times. Man, sometimes we tell pastime there that Radharani was sitting with Krishna and she asked Krishna, he said, tell me what you think about me. And Krishna said, oh, you're so beautiful, of course. And then he compared her face with the full moon. Radharani said, are you comparing my face with the full moon with this, so many spots on it? How you can do such a thing? So she being very angry and left that place. There's also a nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, what is that? That compares with the when it says when Lord Chaitanya appeared. What is the use for the moon, which is full of spots, when the moonlight Lord Chaitanya appears? Very nice verse. So anyway, that man is there that Radharani became very angry and she left Krishna's place. They had some, of course, each of these Vipralamba, four different types of Vipralamba has the type of meeting afterwards. It's called the four different types of sambhog. So this is the transcendental happiness that has appeared, that the Lord Chaitanya is doing, experiencing this place. Of course, Bhagavad Gita, we can go back to Bhagavad Gita, that this is described, that Vishayagani Vartante Nirahara Sadehinam Vasavarjam Asopyasya Param Dushpanivartate, that if someone can actually come to this platform feeling the happiness and so-called distress of the transcendental platform, then this so-called happiness, this Maya Sukha of the material world, can be completely given up. Because why is that Param Drishtani? That he can experience the transcendental Param Drishtani, the higher taste. It's called the higher taste. We have a book called Higher Taste. Yeah? So this is the happiness of Krishna consciousness described with the Goswami says that even one drop of this transcendental happiness can't be compared with oceans of Brahmananda Sukha, which is far superior to any type of material happiness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave only eight verses, Shikshastakam. First verse, he describes very nicely how to have this transcendental happiness. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sanchitana. Says, Anandam Buddhi Varvanam Patiparam Purnamita Svadhanam. That is the effect that one can have by taking part in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Going out somehow or other, or supporting the Sankirtan movement, going out, dancing on the streets, or distributing books, these are the best means for attaining this platform. Anandam Guri Vardhanam. That means that this transcendental happiness is ever expanding. And Patipadam, every step, Purnam with the Svadhanam, one can face that transcendental happiness. So we can see if anybody has some of the comments or done up.
Do you know references that connect, connect taste and faith?
Taste and faith.
They use interchangeably.
Taste and faith.
Faith.
Okay. Okay. Do I know any? You're asking me, or no? Not offhand. Faith and faith. Not directly, at least. Of course, advancement of Krishna consciousness is based on a progression of faith, but on Uttam, Madhyam, Kanishka, Shadam, and Sai. Madhya Mahan, maybe that's an insight.
The first week is quoting very troublesome Sangha, and also Prabhupada explained how the Bhakti Radhati, the first two different stages that the Bhakti Radhati is made. He explains that in the first work that we do sit. That Bija is.
Yes, but I was thinking about this verse also in connection with text number 59, that Maharaj Pratapurja took Bhattacharya's advice. So, was that Yasya Devi Parabhakir, Yata Devi Tagaro? We need both. Pratapurja is taking advice from Bhattacharya, who's like his guru. He is his guru, actually, in one sense at least. And so one has to have firm faith in the instructions of the spiritual master, and he has to have similar Yata Devi in this Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And if you just do a little moving around like with the word pace, yelling. They call for them relatives, and then now you're into rasa, and then the impersonalists are dry because they have no use, which is the rasa. So they're all connected like that. It's just from trying to capture the principle there, the rasa.
Yes. Yes, the shop of growth.
Hare Krishna. So I was just wondering how to be a real devotee. Sometimes you see devotees throw holy charanamrita like that in their mouth. And is that right?
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen it, but it just doesn't seem right to me. I've never seen Sri Sarva do that.
No. You saw Sri Sarva take Charanamrita many times? I gave him one time, Charanamrita. They told me, make sure you get healthy. I couldn't get healthy, I couldn't get healthy, I couldn't get healthy. And I just gave him that healthy one time. He's taking a stand. Sirasa Dharayani mentions that the mantras for taking Charanamrita that you take. You drink water and then you take on your head. I can't say anything. I don't what the devotees do is transcendental activities. What is that? Not Vijaya, but the activities of the devotees are very Vaishnava era, Nidashiya. The devotees' activities are very mysterious. That's all I can say. Anybody else has something? Okay. Jaya Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I said Vaishnava activities are very mysterious.
Huh?
I don't think so.